Welcome to the Dubois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard. We have Mike from Bubba J's here and Jody from the Dubois Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to you both as well.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, would you be able to give us a little bit of insight on how Bubba J's got started and what kind of products do you sell at Bubba J's?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bubba J's, first of all, owning a business is something I've always wanted to do. And secondly, how it all kind of came to fruition is Michael's was going out of business. Joanne's wasn't too far behind.
Yeah.
So I felt that there was a need in the community that offered a lot of variety at affordable prices. So that's how Bubba J's came about. And the products that we sell, we have all kinds of stuff. We just got mailbox covers in for the holidays. Customers were asking for those. So we got those in. We have warmers and melts. We have candles. We offer gourmet snacks and treats like popcorn, pretzels, brisket jerky, and we have your metal decor for outside. We've been flying through that like crazy with people decorating and getting ready for the holidays. We also have country curtains and linens, and we have some poly resin stuff to place outside too. And we do have some off-the-wall stuff too if you're looking for something a little bit different as well.
Oh, nice.
Well, Mike, I'm so glad that you're a chamber member, and I'm glad to have you here in the studio today. As you know, I'm a frequent shopper at your store.
Yes, so you are.
I do very much enjoy the products that you have. How would you describe the style or the personality of your store to someone who hasn't visited it?
So I would like to think that the style for Bubba J's is your happy place. The personality, it's somewhere that you want to go, not want to go, but you have to go. Like, I have to go there to get everything that I need for my house to make it look good. You know, when you come in, it's comforting. It's all the things that you would expect in a big store, in a big box store, but without the big box prices.
That's a great explanation.
It sure is. And building off of that personality of your store that you just mentioned, Mike, what do you hope customers feel when they walk into your store and they take in that personality and style?
Excited. I really hope that they feel excited because there's a lot of time and effort that goes into doing that.
Yeah.
And they are. All the responses that I've gotten so far from the get-go have been nothing but positive. I've gotten a lot of good reviews on Facebook and Google and things like that. So to see that and know that customers are excited when they come in, that's what drives me to do it.
And it kind of smacks of kind of like a throwback sensation of walking into a store and feeling like you're back home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a place that's familiar to you whenever you walk in there. Yeah.
I will admit the customer service has always been great, and it's very comfortable in your store.
Yes.
It's easy to get around. Your displays are always well done, and you know, again, I bought a lot of things for fall decorating, and I love the metal pumpkins that I bought and all of the dips that I've purchased. But with the Christmas holiday coming up, what kind of Christmas holiday decor do you have, and are you going to be running any specials?
So the Christmas decor that we have right now, we got a lot of it in there. We have some metal glitter snowflakes to decorate your yard with. We still have a couple of the big, tall, 6-foot snowmen. We have a couple big 6-foot nutcrackers there yet. We have some dish towels and some other decor to decorate your house with for the Christmas season. We've got snowman table runners. If Santa's not your thing and you want to keep it going festive past Christmas, the snowman will get you well into February, so you can always do that too. As far as specials go, we are running a special right now where if you buy any warmer, you get a pack of melts for free, and that's any warmer. So it doesn't matter if it's the $9.99 variety or the $34.99 variety, you get a pack of melts for free whenever you make that purchase.
Oh, excellent. Now, Mike, I know you've been on the Let's Talk Business podcast a couple of times before talking about Bubba J's, and you are still relatively a newer business owner, but could you relate to us any interactions you've had with customers or very special moments that really stick with you in your journey of owning and operating Bubba J's?
I would have to say that the moments that stick with me the most are the excitement that I talked about earlier, whenever people come in and, you know, the customers, and they get excited. And what sticks with me the most is they get so excited when they come into the store that when they leave after they've already bought something, they're like, I did not even see that. I was so excited to look at everything else that they'll come back and then they get more. And it's just, it's nice to see that customers get that excited to come in and spend time there.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know earlier this summer, I was touring some other chamber directors from other areas. They visited from Meadville, Venango and Oil City, and Clarion, and I brought them to your store.
Yes,
and yes, and they were so excited, and a lot of them passed through Dubois all the time, and they wouldn't have known that your store was where it was unless I would have taken them to it. So
yeah, well, thank you for that.
So yeah, so it's I think that your store is a hidden gem.
Yeah.
So with that being said, though, too, I know that you're a local business owner, and a lot of our chamber members are local business owners. They support one another. Mm-hmm. And I think that our community, that's the one thing that we do really well at, is that we're so supportive of each other's businesses and that we're supportive as leaders and professionals in our community. So how has the community supported Bubba J's, and what impact has that had on your business journey?
Oh, the community has supported this in a big way. It's refreshing to know that everybody supports everybody around here. In the Dubois area, I've had folks from Spherion next door come over. I've had customers come in saying, oh, you know, my friend that works at Spherion or Jersey Mike's, or you know, they told us about this place. We just had to come in and see it. Or they'll go the other direction and say, they told us that you're here, so we got onto your Facebook page, and the stuff on your Facebook page just looks absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So we had to come in and check it out. Also, Mike Arminini has been a big spokesperson for us as well. He's a frequent shopper. He decorated the outside of his office with our mums that we sold in the fall. So, yeah, it's very nice to have all the support of the community.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, outstanding. And just tied in with that, Mike, someone who is starting their own business like you have and off to such a great start, do you have any advice to those who may be listening and thinking about starting a business of their own?
Yeah, if that's something that you're interested in, the one piece of advice that I will give you is make sure that you're 100% committed. This is a 24/7 job. There are no days off, as many people know, or shortcuts.
Yeah.
Yes. So you go from having that schedule based off of what you're currently doing. Like I know for my old job, I had a certain set schedule. That goes out the window once you start your own business. So my advice is be sure, make that commitment and stick to it, because once you get into it, you're in it. Also to, you know, make sure that you do your research, you know, look for places that stand out in the public, like the Dubois Plaza where I'm at. You know what I mean? It's a main drag that people are going by every single day. My message is out there in the marquee that people can see. It's, you can see the sign from the store, as well as the metal decor that we always have sitting outside. So yeah, just take your time and, you know, just be sure it's something that you want to do, because it's very rewarding to do it, but you got to make sure that you've got the time to put into it.
Oh, yep. Absolutely. Yes. Well, we're glad that Bubba J's is in the Dubois Plaza. As we wrap up our podcast though, I know you have something special planned on Saturday, November 29th, and that happens to be Shop Small Saturday in our community, or Shop Small Saturday in the United States, should I say.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give us a little bit of details on what's happening that day and where you can be found.
Sure. So we have a very special visitor coming in that day. We have Santa Claus coming into the store from 1 to 4 p.m. On the 29th, as you said. And that's open to anybody and everybody that would like to come in. You're more than welcome to take your picture. Santa does. He's a very jolly fellow. I will say that. You can even bring your pets in and get pictures with your pets if you'd like. He's open to that too. So I'm very excited for that. We are located in the Dubois Plaza, as I had mentioned earlier. Our address is 1213 East Dubois Avenue. And again, that's in Dubois. If you need the zip code, it's 15801.
All right, Mike from Bubba J's, thank you for spending time with us on Let's Talk Business. Thank you again, Jody. And thank all of you for taking time today to listen to the Du Bois Chamber podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.